Stan Freberg is one of America's best-loved humorists and satirists. His groundbreaking comedy records have sold millions of copies. Back in the mid-50s, he broke new ground in the advertising industry by introducing humor into commercials. In fact, Advertising Age magazine credits Stan Freberg as the father of the funny commercial. He told me how he got involved in advertising.
Out of a clear blue sky in 1956, a man in San Francisco, office of Cunningham and Walsh, named Howard Gossage, brilliant man, and he was a Freberg fan, and he had a client that was in trouble, Contadina tomato paste, so he liked the way I dealt with humor for the ear, is the way he put it. Mm. I like the way you handle humor for the ear. So I said, yeah, I'm your man, but I hate advertising. He said, well, you're just my man then. So he allowed me to do anything I want, and wanted, past tense, Freberg. Anyhow, so the first radio commercial that I ever did was an immediate success and helped the Contadina tomato paste company pull out of a terrible slump they'd been put in by the giant Hunt's company. Hunt's tomato sauce had invaded their little tomato paste field.
Can you tell us what you did with the Contadina tomato paste that was different?
Well, yes. I created it the way I always wanted a commercial to sound, as though somehow I had tapped in with some listening device a normal conversation between two people, except these two people were talking on top of the Empire State Building.
Now, look, you got it straight, what we want?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. You want me to take off the tower from the Empire State Building and
That's
put
right.
a 300-foot can of Contadina tomato paste up there.
That's right, in full color.
Now, look, mister, are you sure this is all right? Did you check with the Empire State Building people?
Oh, they won't know the difference. Somebody's always working on the building. You know,
yeah, but that tower was put there to moor Zeppelins to.
Look, let's be realistic. How many Zeppelins have moored there in the last month?
Well, not many. But look, I don't know if I want to get...
You want us to...
No, I don't want to get involved.
Want us to get another contractor? Is that it?
No.
Is that it?
No, I'd like the job, but we could be arrested.
Well, suppose you let me worry about that, huh?
Okay, we'll start first thing in the morning.
Good. Now, don't forget to have the can blink in International Morse code. The words, there are many delicious uses for Contadina tomato paste.
You know,
right?
Wait a minute. I thought you wanted it to blink 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can.
Yeah, well...
Which do you want?
Let me sleep on it, okay?
Okay.
Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? You know who, you know who, you know who.
In case you don't, it's Contadina tomato paste.
I wondered why advertising had to be so unbearable and boring. Why couldn't it be as entertaining as anything people ever heard on the radio or television? So that's, and the success, the immediate success of that Contadina campaign was so thrilling to me that I had secretly suspected that if you treated people as though they had a at some degree of intelligence and that they would laugh at the same things that I laughed at, it would work at the point of sale, and it did. And so I became this wunderkind Freberg, and so it launched me into a whole new career. But I didn't intend to stay in advertising quite as long as I did, believe me.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, I was approached by a man who owned a Chinese food company called Chun King, and his name was Gino Pelucci. And I thought, yes, a strange name for a man to be the head of a Chinese food company, but never mind.
We're going to listen to your Chun King chow mein commercial in just a moment.
Yes.
I'm curious in setting it up, though, to ask you about the truth in advertising part. It was you feel that that was also one of your firsts, that... That not only were you going to laugh about the things you were promoting, but that you'd tell the truth about them.
Well, I felt as a satirist basically is a social critic, a critic of society, and who wants to see things changed for the better, hopefully. And so as a satirist, I thought, the FTC at that point was, Federal Trade Commission was running around nailing everybody from the Campbell Soup Company, who was charged with putting clear glass marbles in the bottom of their bowls of soup, so the few scant vegetables would be forced up near the surface so they could photograph. Look at this chock full of vegetable soup. See, anyhow, and the Libyeans Ford Glass Company also was cited for putting out a glare-proof windshield, but when they went to shoot it in the studio, the glare-proof windshield picked up quite a glare from the lights in the studio. So they just removed the windshield altogether, right? So now there's an announcer pointing to the windshield. See? No glare. I'll bet no glare.
Kind of anyhow, a sad reflection, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And so that was going on left and right, so I reasoned that anybody who came along and told the truth and pointed out the deception in a lot of advertising would shine like a beacon of light. So that's when I discovered that the Chun King Company had only 5% of the market in America, and that left 95% that had never heard of it. So that's what I did in the first commercial.
There are a few people who haven't heard it yet, but that's about to be remedied. We're going to play it
okay.
for you now.
All right. 95% it's called, yes.
95% of the people in the USA are buying Chun King Chow Mein.
Hold it, please. That's not exactly true. Only 5% of the people are buying it. 95% have never bought a single can.
You want us to say that?
Why not? Lay it on the line. Let's have a little truth in advertising for a change.
All right.
Correction, 95% of the people in the USA are not buying Chun King Chow Mein.
That's better.
It could be that they don't like the label.
Or simply think it isn't going to be very good. But should that 95% of the people ever try Chun King, they're going to eat Chun King Chow Mein for the rest of their life.
Wouldn't that get a little monotonous?
Okay.
For the rest of the week.
How about occasionally?
You want to add anything else?
Well, just a little soy sauce, maybe.
By the way, the president of the company whom I referred to earlier, Gino Pellucci, who still is a friend and a client, he said he hated it. He said, I'm not going to put that on the air. I said, fine. He said, I want you to redo it. I said, no, I'm not going to do that, sir. He said, why not? I said, because that's my best shot. If you don't like that, you won't like anything that I do. He said, really? I said, really? He said, all right, let me go back and listen to it again. Now I hear him walk across the floor in Duluth, Minnesota, and play it one more time. He came back to the phone and said, it wasn't so bad the second time around. So anyhow, he put it on there. He said, if that stuff works, if that commercial works, I'll pull you in a Chinese rickshaw up La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. So
Was it a hard pull for him?
Yes, it was. But nevertheless, I have a picture in my book. It only hurts when I laugh. And it's a famous picture in advertising of a client paying off a bet. When the sales went up and hit 40% increase, 40% up, he came out with a photographer, I noticed, rented a rickshaw and said, get in. And so anyhow.
Satirist Stan Freberg talking about his advertising career. There is a new box set collection of some of Stan Freberg's best advertising and non-advertising work called Tip of the Freberg.